Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. In this crowd behind me is Cliff Harris, the rookie cornerback out of Oregon, being interviewed. He had two interceptions in the team's first set of practices on Monday and had another pass breakup during the afternoon practice on Tuesday. The former All-America is looking to put his past in the rearview mirror and focus on carving out a career here in the NFL.
Just that they understand my past. You know, everybody makes mistakes, and they're going to give me the chance, you know, to prove myself and show everybody that, you know, I was young at the time. I made some young mistakes, but I matured from them. I mean, every day, you know, you learn something new. There's somewhere you can improve on, an area where you can improve on. And that's all I'm trying to do is get better every day.
The Eagles had 50 sacks in 2011, which was tied for a league best along with the Minnesota Vikings. 46 of those sacks came from the defensive line. Jim Washburn enjoyed a lot of success in 2011 as Trent Colt and Jason Babin combined for 29 of the team's 46 sacks. Now, believe it or not, Washburn believes that his defensive line will be even better in 2012. In fact, if it's not, Washburn believes he should be fired. One of the biggest reasons that Washburn believes the line will be better is first-round pick Fletcher Cox. He already had big expectations going into this season, but those expectations were raised a little bit when it was announced that Mike Parsons will not take part in training camp after off-season brain surgery. But believe it or not, Washburn certainly believes that Cox is already up to the task of being an NFL player.
Well, he's going to be accelerated anyway. I mean, he's a good player. He's got to play. It's not, you know, same thing. We're going to try to have four tackles be starters. Somebody goes out first, but, you know, he was ready to play anyway. He's a mature, you know, I think that I spent time with him at our facility down in Starkville, took him out to eat. Before I found out who he was, but, you know, he's mature. He's savvy. I gave him a riddle two nights ago, the hardest riddle I had. Next morning, he told me the answer to the riddle, and I said, you Googled it, didn't you? Yeah, chief. Sort of my mantra in school, better than cheating your feet, but he's clever, he's smart, he's country smart.
Secondary coach Todd Bowles came into a pretty nice situation here in Philadelphia as he has two Pro Bowl cornerbacks in Nnamdi Asamoah and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie starting for him. Now, even though he can rely on those two outstanding players, he understands that all of his players, from the top to the bottom of the depth chart, must be ready at all times, and that's something that he's trying to build during these couple days of the rookie and selective vet practices.
I think it's competition every year, whether it's Asamoah and DRC or it's Waken and Cliff Harris, you know. The young guys got to prove they can do it. The older guys got to prove they can still do it. So, you know, knowing that you have a spot doesn't make it comfortable. I think everybody pushes each other, and I think they know that. And they'll come in ready to work just like they did in OTAs.
On Wednesday, the rookie and selected vet practices wrap up. We'll have live highlights, interviews, and a whole lot more on Training Camp Live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Reporting from the practice fields here at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles Report. Have a great Eagles night.